Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Royal Horticultural Society's Gardening Podcast. Today, it's showtime.
It's such a treat to see excellence upon excellence. It's just a delight, it really is. I keep this day clear and I look forward to it and I say, oh, not long now until we go to Chelsea. It's fantastic.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I've been for a few times and I really, really love its exuberance.
I'm Jenny Bowden from the Gardening Advice Team, based at Wisley in Surrey. As spring starts to show its colours, many garden lovers' thoughts turn to the summer's flower shows. Hampton Court Palace, Tatton Park, Chelsea, and this year, for the very first time, Chatsworth in Derbyshire. Shows offer a chance for garden lovers to immerse themselves in the best in gardening. See stunning displays from internationally renowned designers and nurseries, meet friends, relax and buy plants. And they're an amazing day out for garden lovers of all ages. One of the aspects I love about RHS flower shows is the chance to meet and chat to visitors about their gardens and gardening problems. The advice team run advice surgeries at all RHS flower shows where visitors can drop by and discuss any aspect of gardens and gardening. Don't forget, you can also bring photos to help us really get to the bottom of those thorny gardening problems. Coming up, we have a glimpse of some of the exciting highlights of this year's shows from the people who really make them happen. Plus, we give you all the details of how to secure your tickets and discounts for members. Now is the perfect time to book limited places at some of the popular talks and masterclasses that quickly sell out. So, let's start at Hampton Court Palace.
My name's Sue Biggs and I'm Director General of the RHS and we're standing at Hampton Court Flower Show out here in the gardens. The butterfly dome is spectacular to see, really beautiful tropical butterflies as well as our native butterflies in the beautiful flower meadow outside. It's a beautiful, beautiful flower show.
Hello, my name's Sarah Morgan and we are at Hampton Court Flower Show where I have my show garden here for Feel Good Front Gardens. My garden is a shingle garden and it starts from the nearer the house with very tall plants. So I've got tall grasses, Calum agrostis, Carl Forster, tall wild carrot, Verbena bonariensis, lots of fennel woven throughout, and then as you walk, I've got a large water feature built from a steel bowl, a rusted steel bowl, and with big steel girders going down into the water feature as rills across the garden, angled into each corner diagonally.
We're looking at the roses.
One, it smells really nice. And you can make, like, perfume out of it, I think.
It smells really nice, like soap or perfume or something.
It smells wonderful because when you smell it, you can smell loads of different kinds of lovely things.
My name is Gemma Lake. I am the Deputy Show Manager on Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. The show runs from the 4th to the 9th of July, so that's a Tuesday to a Sunday. It runs over the weekend. And it's a great summer party, really. It's the best time of year for being out in the garden. Hopefully the sun is shining and your flowers are blooming. Anyone can come to the show. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to know every flower that's in your garden. You could be a complete beginner. You could just like the look of plants and have a new garden and want to maybe put something in it, not know what it is, and come to our show. And we have hundreds of experts at your disposal to talk to you about what might work in your garden. You can come and buy plants at the show. It's a great place for buying plants from experts. The plants are really good quality. They're really healthy. This year we're celebrating our master grower. So that's a real expert that we feel we can celebrate at the show. This year it's Penberth Nurseries and they are from Cornwall. They grow amazing exotic plants, something really different for your garden. And they've been long-standing at all of our RHS shows. But come and see what they're doing because they're doing something a bit different this year at Hampton Court in the Floral Marquee. So it'll be really interesting to see that. We've also got lots of new exhibitors at our show, lots of new floral exhibitors. We've also got cactus growers, carnivorous plants. We've got all the perennials. So if you want a summer favourite, you can come to the show and get those as well. If you're looking to buy trees, then we've got those growers as well. So really everything for everyone. Come to the show, come to the Floral Marquee or the Plant Village, see the experts.
This kind of wave thing which you can walk through, and it gives you a memory of the beach, and it sounds like the ocean when you go inside.
My name's Mark White, and myself and Abigail Ferguson, we designed the Allies and Times Hands Garden, conceptual garden. We've created a giant wave in mid-collapse, which represents through our concept the passing of a moment of time. And also we allow this as an interactive experience for visitors to walk through. We have sounds of the wave inside, and it's complemented with a Dungeness coastal landscape. The wave's made out of about 500 to 700 pieces of steam bent ash wood, and it's all been put together, and each piece has been put on and around a framework, and to give this effect of a fully cresting wave. Concept is based on Shakespeare's sonnet, Sonnet 60, which talks about the succession of waves mimicking the minutes of a human life, and the fact that you can't stop time, but you can actually harness time to possibly leave a message for future generations.
My name's Terry Oliver, work for Kensington and Chelsea Council, and we're in the veg box section at Hampton Court. We've got a little veg box here, so it's 3 metres by 3 metres, but we've crammed a lot in. What we're trying to do is showcase the kind of work we're doing in Kensington and Chelsea. So over the last 7 years, we've kind of developed underused bits of land into food-growing gardens called, well, we call them community kitchen gardens. So we've got about 75 across the borough now, well over 1,500 residents growing their own fruit and veg. Work with 18 schools, and they have a kind of a small area. It's only like 3 metres, well, 3 metres by about 1 metre, so it's not as big as this. But it just shows how productive a small space can be, and it works really well with a kind of busy urban lifestyle as well. We've also got things like the electric daisy, which are here, which kind of give a tingling sensation on your mouth. Yeah, so they kind of give you a little electric shock on the tongue. You still add a bit of interest, so which is always good fun.
You're now in the middle of a kind of a midsummer oxeye daisy meadow, and if you're looking at the moment, we've got some young children blowing bubbles, and that's kind of what it is. It's a naive, simple space.
Some highlights from the 2016 Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. For tickets to this year's show and to save by booking in advance, visit rhs.org.uk/Hampton Court. Now, the most renowned flower show on earth is, of course, Chelsea. This year, the show will have a strong focus on sustainability and the RHS commitment to greening grey Britain. Here's show manager Tom Halfleet to tell us what we can expect.
So at the RHS Chelsea Flower Show 2017, we have three different categories of gardens. We have the artisan gardens that celebrate the craft in the practices, so whether it's stonemasonry or boat building. And we have the fresh gardens that are celebrating the cutting edge, the conceptual, the forward thinking, the out there. And then the jewel in the crown of our gardens is the show gardens. They're our largest showpiece, and they are unthemed. They are a playground for designers and plantsmen to really explore what they can do within a garden space. Chelsea 2017 is going to be a fabulous celebration of all things plants, all things flowers. We have a fantastic number of artisan gardens exploring the rise in craft and craftsmanship with gardens showcasing the alchemy of distillation, the fusion of taking plants and botanics and distilling them together to create a non-alcoholic spirit, which is the Seedlip Garden, which also we have gardens representing the craft of boat building. A group of students from the International Boat Builders College, they are building a replica boat in a garden that is a replica of the Norfolk Broads. The M&G Garden by James Basson looks incredible. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they build the massive tower. The Triangle, again, it's going to be a single garden, same as Dan Pearson's. Kate Gould's fresh garden is just epic. And it's incredible. It's a real demonstration of how we could integrate plants into an urban living space. It's probably the tallest fresh garden we've ever had. It's going to be fantastic.
And here's designer James Alexander Sinclair.
You can guarantee that there will be sensational gardens, both large and small. There will be gardens of classical proportions, there will be gardens of modern bent. There will be gardens for people who only have pocket handkerchiefs at home, and there will be gardens that will inspire people who have rolling acres. So really what Chelsea is there to provide horticulture for everybody, to provide inspiration for everybody. For those people who are excited about plants, looking for something new for their garden, they go into the Great Pavilion at Chelsea, and they are you know, they are confronted with the greatest concentration of horticultural knowledge that you will ever find anywhere. You can go along and you can see people who know everything there is to know about roses, about clematis, about daffodils, about tulips, about vegetables, about everything. Anything you could ever want to grow in your garden, you want to find out about it, Chelsea is the place to come and see it. And what you must bring with you to Chelsea, this is the important kit, okay? So bring sensible shoes because you will be doing a lot of walking. Bring a waterproof because it may rain on you. Bring a notebook in order to write down, because otherwise what happens is you go home at the end, you think, I really like that garden. You know, the one that had the thing with the what's and the bit, and you won't remember what exactly it is that you liked and what that plant was that inspired you and made you so excited. Take a notebook and take a camera of some sort, which is an easy thing to do, just so that you have an aid memoir, because you are going to be confronted with so much that is so good that you need to be absolutely ready to pick out the very best that will work for you. So, in short, Chelsea 2017 is going to be a humdinger of a show, and if you miss it, you'll be very, very silly. What we try and do when we select gardens, because I'm on the panel that you know, all the drawings get sent in, and we go through them, and we say, right, we like this one, we like that one, because it's not just a matter of accepting a garden because it's good. We also have to think about how it mixes and how they go together. So what we're doing is we're trying to provide some contrast so that there is something there that appeals to everybody. So we go from a garden on the triangle, which is this big, big space, which is inspired by the Silk Road and the plants that came from the Sichuan province in China, from the plant hunters, and they came over to Britain, because many of the plants that we have in our garden are not native to this country. They've come from all over the world, and they were collected originally in the Victorian times and brought over from there. And then you go from that and you walk 5 yards, and suddenly you're looking at this rather wonderful garden that has been inspired by the Maggid centres. And as a sort of a first for Chelsea, you won't be able to see all of it. You have to be able to peek through little gaps in a hedge in order to be able to see it, or else you have to be able to walk around the top. And then once you've done that, you move on just a little bit further and you're in Yorkshire. And there's cliffs, and there's a sea, and there's all sorts of fantastic things. And you go another 10 yards from there, and you're in Malta, and there is an 8-metre-high stone column in the middle of this garden. And it is, it sounds odd to describe it, because it's something that you have to see, and you have to see it to appreciate it.
One of this year's most anticipated show gardens is from James Basson.
This year we're producing a garden for M&G, and the garden is based on a quarry based in Malta. We spent 2 years collecting plants, studying the stone, meeting quarrymen. All the stone, all the plants are coming from Malta. We're working with some amazing nurserymen, an amazing botanist, and we've got this incredible team. They're going to be all housed by Crocus. Crocus is going to bring it all to England. Crocus are one of the biggest constructors of Chelsea Flower Show gardens, and they've got a great track record for brilliant gardens, and we're definitely going to put them to the test this year. We were very lucky to meet a lady who found a piece of coastline that she wanted to protect, and so she started collecting seeds from that coastline and keeping them in her garden and growing plants, and before long a lawyer invested in her, bought her a little nursery, and so she started producing native plants that she didn't even know the names of, but because she loved them and she wanted to re-embellish her bit of landscape, she started pulling out the weeds and planting the natives. And this woman stimulated a whole generation of nursery people in Malta, people who had never appreciated their own landscape, so she's quite incredible, and we're bringing her to Chelsea to look at the garden that she's helped produce.
Sounds like it's going to be a very special year at Chelsea. The Chelsea Flower Show takes place from the 23rd to the 27th of May, and tickets are on sale now, and you can see some video highlights on the RHS website. If Chelsea and Hampton Court seem just a bit too far away, there are of course shows held in the headquarters of Vincent Square throughout the year.
I'm Graham Maynard and I'm the RHS London Shows Manager. So my shows are in the Horticultural Halls in Westminster, just near St James's Park Tube Station. It's also where the RHS head offices are. So all our London shows are in the Horticultural Halls. So obviously they're inside as opposed to our larger shows like Chelsea and Hampton, well, all other shows which are outside. So it's a really unique experience in the centre of London, incredibly easy to get to from, you just come into Victoria Station and you can walk to the venue. Obviously, the weather is not a risk because you're inside, you're covered. And they're both absolutely stunning venues, built specifically by the RHS for flower shows. The Lawrence Hall is an amazing Art Deco building. The architecture is absolutely fantastic. So it's a different experience to our normal shows, and smaller, but certainly worth coming to and exploring. So this year, we've also started trying to incorporate our fantastic Lindley Library that we have here at Vincent Square into the shows in the halls more. You might also be interested in the exhibition we have in the Lindley Library, which is called Potted, and it's going to be all about our fascination with houseplants across the centuries, looking into what plants we grew at different times throughout history. And we're going to have a collaboration going on at that time with Central St Martins College. The students have made different planters and pots around to suit different houseplants. So that's going to be a really interesting contemporary kind of take on the houseplant, as well as looking back in history. So we also, following the success of last year's RHS on Tour events, we're going to be going out across London throughout the summer, taking part in larger events and running horticultural areas within them, where we're going to be offering free gardening advice to visitors. There'll be lots of exhibitors selling plants, and also we'll probably have talks and workshops within those areas as well. So an upcoming event on our on-tour schedule is going to be on the 29th of April in Flatiron Square near London Bridge, where they already have a kind of a flea market, but quite an upmarket craftsman's flea market, where they show a lot of interesting and uniquely produced designed homewares and things like that. So we're going to also be running a plant area within that event, which is really exciting. And then we have another one at Canary Wharf in the middle of June, and we'll be at the Lambeth Country Show again in July, 15th and 16th of July. And then our last one is in the Brentford Festival in September. So there are on-tour events for this summer, so I hope you can join us at one of them. Also coming up in the horticultural halls, we have the Urban Gardening Show. Following last year's successful event, we're going to be running it again this year, but it's in summer this time, whereas last year it was in November. It's going to be taking place in the Lawrence Hall on the 11th to the 13th of July. The 11th is the late preview event in the evening, and then the 12th and 13th of July are the show days. It'll be running from 12 midday until 9 p.m. so that people can come after work on every day, because we want to encourage everyone to be able to come. And yeah, we're just building on the success of last year, showing people every aspect of urban gardening, giving advice. We've got installations, lots of sort of East London florists coming.
One of my highlights of the show's calendar is Tatton Park, which takes place this year from the 19th to the 23rd of July. Tatton is a brilliant family day out in the lazy, hazy days of summer, and features the best young and upcoming designers with the annual RHS Young Designer of the Year competition.
My name's Isabel Coulter. I'm the Deputy Show Manager for the RHS Flower Show Tatton Park. Tatton's really a celebration of summer. It's when the plants are at their most colourful. All the gardens are just popping out with ideas and inspiration and colour, and I think that's what Tatton has. It's like the last big summer show, and it's the chance for, you know, gardeners to really enjoy their gardens and our gardens at their finest. We're really proud of supporting a lot of young talent at the show. So we have a young designer competition, which is now in its 9th year, and puts 3 young garden designers head-to-head to battle out for the title of Young Designer of the Year. And it's really there, it gives them the opportunity to do their first big show garden at the show. And they really, really are some of the best gardens that we've got at the show. And we meet them in November, and we're with them the whole year, mentoring them as they go along. So it's so nice to see them here and see what they did on paper finally be at the show. And because of the success of that competition, we are now doing a young landscape contractor competition and a planting designer competition to help celebrate all the different elements that go in to building a garden, but also sort of supporting the horticultural industry.
I'm Caitlin McLaughlin. I am Young Garden Designer of the Year 2016, and I've just built my RHS show garden. The site is meant to be part of an imagined larger urban park, so I wanted very sleek, minimal, hard landscaping to represent the city, with grey paving giving a twist on city paving, the rill giving a twist on urban guttering, and yet completely juxtaposing all of the wild UK native flora that I've got in the planting beds, along with UK native trees, yew, domes and mixed native hedging. My passion is wildflower conservation, and I wanted to combine a space that would conserve wildflowers with a space to nurture human health and well-being, because the RHS is very passionate on health, happiness and horticulture. So I wanted a pond and large seating area so that you could have the space to look out at nature using the garden and yet not disturb it, and at the same time you're completely surrounded by it. I'm relatively new at this. I did a small Malvern show garden last year with my sister, which was pretty much just the size we're sitting on at the moment, very small. And that kind of kick-started a passion into just wanting to maybe have a career change and actually pursue it, genuinely pursue it. So I was going to do this and see how it went and decide well and truly where my career would go. Now I think it's going to go into garden design. It means so much. Winning was just the best feeling ever. I was quite emotional when they announced the winner, because I have put everything into this. I put so much time, effort, money, and it's kind of a really lovely validation. And when I talked to the judges and got the breakdown, it was just so great knowing that they had spotted all the things that I'd thought about and had, you know, put that into the farm design and said how it all came together as a sophisticated picture. And that's just lovely to hear, to know that you're kind of on the right track. I like with garden design and seeing other designers that there's always something that you like or you can learn from or take away from a design. So even if you fall in love with the whole garden or just a tiny section of it, there's just always something really interesting. And now coming from it as doing my own garden, I appreciate all the little details, because it is hard work to work with living organisms and create a beautiful picture. It's not like painting, it's trying to paint with living things, and it's hard. So I really appreciate that.
I'm Lily Gom, I'm one of the young designers. My garden here is called A Space to Ruminate. It's based on a back garden for a person that wants to come back from home and from work and back home and relax, grow some vegetables and be able to sit surrounded by lovely flowers and, well, lots of bees at the moment, loads of bees. It's mostly flowers and grasses and shrubs in through the main spaces, and then there's a small kitchen garden which is just for pottering about and experimenting growing veg. I heard about the competition the year before, and it was always in the back of my mind. I thought I'll just go for it and try my hardest, and it came through really well. This is the first garden design I've ever done, so that's why it was a bit nerve-wracking seeing it come out on paper, but it's turned out well. I'm so glad I entered.
There's some really inspirational gardens at Tatton this year, including the Macmillan Legacy Garden and the Gabriel Ash Greenhouse Garden. To learn more about this year's gardens and designers, and to book your tickets, go to the shows section of the RHS website. Now, 2017 sees the launch of our brand new flower show at Chatsworth from the 7th to the 11th of June. Chatsworth is a show that breaks the boundaries and blends tradition with unexpected, innovative design. Here's Director General Sue Biggs to tell us more.
Chatsworth has got a theme of design revolutionaries, which I think is fantastic. I mean, some great designers like Joseph Paxton, Capability Brown were involved in the creation of that fabulous garden at Chatsworth. But really what we want to do is break the mould of our other flower shows. We want it to be different, even from as simple as some curved lines instead of straight lines, seeing things from different perspectives, up in the air, crossing over the River Derwent on bridges that we'll have built. Very exciting show it's going to be.
We're so looking forward to Chatsworth, and of course tickets will be in high demand, so make sure you book your tickets and accommodation quickly. Details are of course on the RHS website. That's all we've got time for this month. If you want to hear more about our shows, why not explore our podcast archive, which contains extensive coverage from previous years. Go to rhs.org.uk/podcast index or find it on iTunes, where you can catch up on any previous episodes and search for them by topic and download them from our back catalogue. Perfect listening while you're gardening this spring. You can also follow us on Twitter at @_RHS and like us on Facebook. And when you're at the shows, come and say hello to the podcast and gardening advice team on our stand. Until the next time, from me, Jenny Bowden, and all the RHS shows teams, goodbye.